hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. It is Manatee Mania today because we are broadcasting from Crystal River, Florida. Now, we've moved to a warmer climate for Hour 2 because, the first hour was literally done on a boat thanks to our friends at Birds Underwater. You can check them out, birdsunderwater.com. But we were on their pontoon boat floating to and from the Manatee site here at King Springs here in the heart of Crystal River, Florida. And once again, that's just about an hour or so north up the up from Tampa on the west coast of Florida. Now, we have moved indoors to a place called Crackers. This is a, I don't know, it's like the local watering hole hotspot. And it's Single Scott's stomping ground, as well as I believe we've had a Scuba Radio mermaid or two close this place down more than once. Am I right, Scott, or what?
I have closed it. They've been sweeping the floor while we've still been sitting at the bar here.
Okay. So what was that? Denise, Nikki, all of the above, Angela, what?
Angela, Abby, Nikki.
Okay, all of them. Pretty much all of them have closed this place down once or twice. And it's funny, I've received pictures from these outings via their cell phone, and I almost feel like I've been here many times before from these pictures. I recognize that bar quite a bit there, Scott.
Well, truth be told, you have been here before, Greg.
I have? When?
Yeah. We were outside having adult beverages with all the mermaids one day.
Oh, yeah. I remember that now, vaguely. Really? It was right there? Are you kidding? Oh, my gosh. Oh, well. All right. So, anyway, it's a very popular place. If I've been here, surely it must be, world famous. Now, so, anyway, that's the place to go. And that's where we are having a little lunch after our little manatee encounter.
And we walked from Birds Underwater. So, I mean, it's right there where Birds Underwater is.
Yeah, actually, you can walk the entire perimeter of Crystal River, I believe. No, I'm not sure about that. But, yeah, it's everything's right together, and it's a really nice little hangout. And, they get fresh fish. You're on the water. It's a nice little place to be, for sure, and a nice place to warm up after our little manatee encounter. Now, we have been reminiscing already during the commercial break, like, what did we see and what exactly happened? And Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, mentioned this last hour briefly, but she went into a little bit more detail here recently, and we got to get to the bottom of this. Now, Kelly, you claim that not only did you have an encounter with a Florida manatee today, that you also was kissed by a manatee, right?
Yeah, and Scott was there, and he saw, I'm not lying, I know you think it was a joke, but he did come into my face and kiss me.
He did come in your face and kiss you, and what exactly happened? Because you said he swam up to you, next thing you know, he's all over your snorkel? Is that what he's like, putting his snorkel, your snorkel in his mouth, or what?
I was floating in my 7-mil pinnacle wetsuit.
Yeah.
And then I have my hair in my face, and I just stay there. I didn't do nothing. Then he swam up to me, and I just stay there. I'm like, let's see what's going to happen. And then he come and go and touch my face like a kiss.
Yeah, like the cheek. He rubbed up against your cheek.
Yes, exactly.
All right, so this Florida manatee encounter, this kiss that you received from this manatee, on a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate it?
10.
It was a 10, really. Now, I talked to the manatee. He rated you a 3.
No, you didn't talk with him.
Oh, okay, I'm just checking. Now, Noah, what? What?
Okay, let's ask Scott because he saw, so I'm not lying.
Okay, so you're going to back her up. This manatee came up and kissed Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, on the cheek.
It did. She started to back up a little bit, and then she stopped, and manatee came right up, smacked her right on the lips.
On the lips or on the cheek? Now, she's saying the cheek.
Well, from my angle, it looked like on the lips.
All right, well, that might have been the second time because you said he backed away and then he came back out and stuck his tongue out? What happened?
No, then, but he didn't touch. And then I was very close and trying to make him do it again. But then he opened his little mouth and I saw the tongue, but he did not touch me that time. But the first time he did touch wasn't in my lips, was on my cheek.
So did you, like, communicate with him, like, telepathically? And when you saw that little tongue, you said, no tongue? Not on the first date kind of thing?
Yeah, of course. I'm a good girl.
You're a good girl. Okay, exactly. Wow, that was interesting.
So I guess I'm curious, Kelly, what is it exactly about the manatee that attracted you to him?
He was the cute.
The facial hair?
No, he was the cute guy over there. So
he was the cutest guy on our trip, is what you're saying. So,
whoa, Kelly, Jimmy, the helper boy was there.
Yeah,
Scott was there. Greg was there. I was there, and still you choose the manatee over all of us.
Yeah, actually, he chose me.
He chose you. Ah, okay. Well, interesting. I don't know. It's an experience you'll never forget. I'm guessing the manatee won't either.
No, I never gonna forget them. And I wish you capturing camera, but you didn't do your job. So.
Yeah. Well, you never know. We got to go back and look at the footage. Maybe I got it when I wasn't expecting. I mean, you never know. But you know, hey, look, this was your first time. It was kind of like your first date. What happens when you come back and he goes for second base? What are you gonna do?
Then we talk about in private.
Okay. Kelly, yeah, she's going for this interspecies thing or whatever, I guess.
I've heard no's before. That did not sound like a no. That sounded like a very definite maybe, probably a yes.
I'm guessing you're right. I'm thinking a maybe. Yeah, I mean, you felt a connection, didn't you, Kelly?
Yes, I did.
Absolutely. All right. Well, it was truly an amazing encounter. I'm glad Kelly got to experience that. And, you know, this is the kind of thing that you can do if you come out here and hang with the folks at Birds Underwater and do this. Bill, this was your first time, too. Now, you didn't get kissed, as far as I know, but any special encounter, any special connection you had with them, any of these animals we encountered today?
I'll tell you, my favorite thing about it is that every time when I thought, well, I'm just sitting here in the middle of the water and there's nobody around and I'll just wait and see if anything happens, immediately, as soon as I thought I was alone in the water, another manatee came up from behind me and, well, I think they were sniffing at me, really, honestly, I'll tell you.
Now, you think they were sniffing or were they testing you? Because, you know, I don't know, I had an interesting little encounter myself. You hear what I'm saying?
Were you tested?
I don't know if I was tested. I was rubbed.
Did they come back for more?
Yeah. I don't know if it was the same manatee either. So I think word got out that I'm easy. And next thing you know, I got two or three manatees coming at me and swimming right in between my legs there. What was that all about, Kelly?
Yeah, I saw you there with your open legs. I'm like, what are he's doing?
Oh, that's what it was. I should have had my legs crossed, been more of a lady about it.
Yeah, you didn't move or close. He was there, open leg. I'm like, what he's doing?
Hey, you know, if it feels good, go with it. That's what I say, right?
No, I don't play with animals like that. I don't care how it feels.
Yeah, it was an interesting little thing. They were definitely not shy. You know, these particular manatees in this area, they're used to interacting with snorkelers and divers because they've been doing this here for years and years.
And I know that some people would say, yeah, maybe it seems like they like to be touched. You know, once you're in the water with them, it is obvious that they want to get some contact.
They want a rub down. They want a massage or something. What do you think, Kelly?
No, being serious, one thing that I noticed from the manatee, he looked at you right into your eyes. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, they have really tiny, like pea-sized eyes, don't they? They're really strange looking. But yeah, they come right up to you and they kind of stare you down, don't they?
He just was like them was just like looking into the eyes. So I think that was so cool.
It was. I think that's how they get you. I think they look at you in the eye and, you know, give you a look. You know what I'm saying? And next thing you know, that leads to a kiss on the cheek. You know, I'm telling you, another hour, you would have had your clothes off.
No, Greg.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying. I mean, swimming, you know, like in your bikini thing.
No, it's too cold for that.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Speaking of too cold, though, I mean, it's cold outside right now, but the water was actually really nice.
Oh,
I mean, it's 72 degrees. The water was comfortable the whole time I was in it. It didn't get cold till I got out.
Absolutely. And you know, Kelly mentioned we were diving our Pinnacle 5-mil wetsuits, or 7-mil wetsuits, yeah, that we had used in Guadalupe. They've been in storage for a while, being that we are warm water wusses, and we pulled them out for this experience, and it was the perfect wetsuit for that. Now, they rent all this stuff as well, and I got to tell you, it's interesting. I thought they rented thicker wetsuits, but they only rent 3-mils. Because, you know, it is 72-degree water. So the truth of the matter is that it's actually warmer in the water than it is out of the water. So a 3-mil wetsuit will do the trick.
Yeah, of course, the mermaids are all scoffing as they listen to us now. Oh, yeah, 72 degrees. Yeah, I'd wear a wetsuit. These women don't wear anything in 72-degree water.
Well, exactly. But they're not warm water wusses. They're used to it, not like us. You know, We've had years to kind of thin our blood out accordingly here in Florida. And being that we don't look that good in a mermaid outfit, we haven't had to, you know, acclimate to that type of environment, Bill.
Yeah, I wear a hood when it's 82 degrees in the water.
Yes, and it's a good thing because you really, the more he covers up, the better. You know what I'm saying, Kelly?
Yeah, and actually I was the last one to get up the water, so wasn't bad at all.
No, wait, I was. You went up before I did. Don't lie now. I am a warm water wuss, but I even beat you today.
Just two steps and a stair, that's all.
That's it? That's all you get?
Two steps up.
Oh, ouch. Okay, don't hurt me now. See, we'll have to cut her off. She's in crackers. And you're not drinking, are you?
No.
Okay, just checking, because we don't want that. Now, I see, Bill, you just got your, what did you get, some clam chowder there, just to kind of warm yourself up here after this little manatee encounter?
Yeah, it looks really good, too. Real good clam chowder.
Tasty. And yeah, it is looking pretty good, and everybody, we're like, well, okay, do we want to do the show or eat? Well, I guess we'll do a couple more minutes. Hey, Barry, you've been having a good time here today, right?
Oh, it's been wonderful, Greg.
You were saying, buddy, this was a truly magical experience for her. Not just the fact that she got to encounter the manatee for the first time, but it touched her in a way she didn't expect?
Oh, yeah. I think she was in tears. She was just standing there, and they'd come around to her, and she would just scratch them underneath their bellies or underneath their little armpits there, and they wouldn't leave, you know. You'd walk away a little bit, and they'd come closer to her. And she didn't want to leave the water. She was shivering, and she was cold, but she didn't want to leave the water. I said, well, you know, when you're shivering, it's time to come out for a while.
Yeah, hyperthermia is a, you know, that's where you kind of draw the line, I think, on the encounter. When that starts setting in, it's time to call it a day. But, hey, you got a memory that'll last a lifetime. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hello, my name is Tami from Diver Magazine in Japan. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
You know, we didn't see any folks from Japan today. Here in Crystal River, Florida, but Diane was telling us from Birds Underwater that they literally do get people from all over the planet coming here to experience the Florida manatee.
There aren't a lot of places in the world where you can experience the manatee, and you want to go to a place where you know they're going to be there. They have a resident population of manatees here all year round. There's this 20 to 30 manatees that never leave the Crystal River string of bays and springs. They're always here. Now, there's over 300 of them. But if you want to see a manatee, I suggest going where they're going to be there.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, even across the entire state of Florida, where the Florida manatee resides, there's only like 3,000 or 4,000 of these animals left in existence. They're not endangered anymore. They're threatened is the technical term from a conservation standpoint.
Depends on who you ask. According to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, they're threatened. According to the federal government, still endangered.
Okay, well, there's not many of them. That's the bottom line. So, you want to come and check them out. This is literally, not only is it one of the places where they congregate, like Bill said, at this time of year during the winter months in Florida, they also, it's one of the only places in the state where you can legally get in the water and interact with them like we have today. It's very, very regulated in the state of Florida on what you can do or how you can approach a manatee. We've already talked about that you can't harass them, you can't approach them, you can't chase them, that kind of thing. Only one hand, open hand, that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is, in other places of Florida, not only are it's hit or miss whether you'd find them, technically you're not allowed to get in the water and play with them just for that purpose.
One of the other things that's very little known about the rules, you can't call them fatty or big boy. It's important that they maintain a positive self-image. So,
okay, that part of it, I don't even think that was the federal versus the state issue. I think that's just the Bill, the producer, making stuff up along the way as he usually does. But yeah, the bottom line is this is a really cool place to come no matter where you are on the planet, whether you're in Japan, whether you're in Australia. I mean, I got to tell you, when we were over in Australia there before Thanksgiving last year, I can guarantee you some of the folks, just like Tammy there from Japan Diver Magazine, if they haven't already come here and done a story on the manatee encounter in Florida, I'm sure it's on their list of things to do, because this truly is a remarkable encounter that we have right here in our backyard in Florida, let alone folks across the country and around the planet. So definitely mark it on your list of things to do. How would you rate it in your dive career so far, Bill?
Well, to be fair, it's a snorkel.
Well, that's a good point.
Okay, so it rates above Stingray City for snorkels, which is pretty high.
In Grand Cayman, why do you say that?
Because I hated the water, because it was so much surf and so much surge, and it was hard to keep your place in the water, and you try not to step on anything. It's a lot harder to see a stingray underneath you in the water than it is to see a manatee.
Okay, that's one way to look at it, I guess. But it sounds like you had a bad day there in Cayman. The conditions, if they were surfy, I mean, that doesn't sound like a good day.
What I really wanted was to dive, and I was snorkeling. So
okay, so you already had a bad attitude going into the thing, is what you're saying. See, I it'd be hard for me to rate. That's the thing. I wouldn't be able to say, this was my top five or in my top three encounters of marine life, because literally everything is different. And this is something that I believe you really just have to do it and mark it off the list, if nothing else. I mean, this literally is probably my third time having a manatee encounter, and it was definitely one of the best of those.
It definitely rates above my grizzly bear encounter.
Okay, I could understand that, but however, that'd be kind of interesting to see too. I mean, the fact that you lived through it is something you can chalk up for, or at least get a badge of honor for that.
Yeah, this is why I stress to everyone: it is important to run faster than your camping partner.
Okay, good point. When you're on a shark dive, as long as you have a knife, you can slit the Achilles heel of your dive buddy. If you can swim faster, same philosophy.
You know why this is a good starting point for someone that's learning how to snorkel? It's because you're in a protected area. The water was flat. It's enclosed. And it's shallow enough to where if you start to panic a little bit, you could just stand up in the sand.
And you're good to go. And the boat's right there. It's very easy. And definitely good point. More Manatee Mania coming up.
Scuba Radio.
We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportwear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportwear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No project's too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com. So we're hanging out here at Crackers, a local watering hole and eatery, after our little encounter with the Florida manatee in Crystal River. Now, Buddy is Barry's better half, and he just mentioned there before the break that, you know, this is a great place to bring people that aren't familiar with diving, or it's a great first-time experience with snorkeling or diving. That would be the case for Buddy. You're not a snorkeler. You're not a diver. But you literally got in the water, little hesitant at first there, Buddy, right?
Oh, yeah.
But you got in there, and you're in waist-deep water, and you decided, you know what, I don't really need the mask. I'm just going to sit here and see what happens and what exactly did happen.
Well, at first, as you said, I was pretty hesitant, and I was holding on to my husband as a life raft. He pulled me out into the middle of the river. And we were just watching.
And he let you go and started floating away. And then he realized, like, wait a minute, she makes all the money. No, it wasn't quite like that. He took you to the shallows, right? Got you used to this, you know, just got you acclimated to your surroundings. So everything was cool, right?
Correct. And then they started coming up to me. And at first I didn't want to touch them because they are wild animals, and I do respect that.
And they're huge, or like two, some of them are like 2 tons or bigger, right?
Oh, yeah, they were.
They're massive critters. They're but slowly but surely you saw they weren't going to come up and start eating you or gnawing on you or anything. They kind of just, what, swam up and checked you out, like, hey, what's going on over here?
That's pretty much what they did. A lot like my cats do. They started off sniffing my feet, then they were sniffing my body. I was head bumped a few times, and then I started petting them, and that was the end of that. It's been a love affair since I was about 10 years old. I love manatees. I am concerned that their safety and the protection needs to be global.
Yeah, well, we want them to be around for our kids and our grandkids, right? How what they feel like? What do you think? Elephant skin? Is that what you were telling me during the break?
Yep. Pretty much like elephant skin. It was a finer grain. It was pebbled. They've got very bristly hairs on their bodies because they are mammals.
Almost whisker-like. Very cool indeed. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
All right, everyone. Step lively. Look sharp. It's almost showtime. I'll give you a final room tone check, please, and take your marks.
We'd like to ask now that all passengers please hold your breath as we take you through an underwater hip-hop extravaganza.
Underwater rhymes.
We're now descending.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg's Dive Master in Crystal River, Florida. Just doing a Manatee Mania show today. Taking a lot of people out here for the first time, or for a first-time experience with the Florida Manatee. Now, Single Scott from singlescott.com, by the way, is, he's a Crystal River resident. He lives here. This is his backyard. This is what he dives all the time in between his more exotic adventures, you know, whether it's liveaboards and Saba, the Turks and Caicos, Fiji, and other places that he has had the opportunity to visit. But this is what he does on his off days, I think, which is a pretty cool gig, isn't it, Scott?
It is a pretty cool gig. I know how happy, you know, it makes me to go on these manatee things and diving in particular, but we had a really good time today.
Yeah, it's great, you know, sharing it with friends that don't have this in their backyard, too. I'd imagine just seeing that, that expression on their face after they've been kissed by a manatee or whatever the case may be is pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, Kelly had quite a grin on her face after that smooching with the manatee today.
Now, they do call them sea cows. That's another word or way people describe the Florida manatee. They have a elephant-type-like skin, and as Buddy had mentioned there before the break, kind of bristly hair, kind of like stubble, type of hair on them sometimes. But they feel pretty cool, but they do call them sea cows. And so, you know, in Crystal River is kind of a small town, so when Crackers isn't... When it isn't open or after hours, after the mermaids have shut it down with you in tow there sometimes, Scott, have they ever been tempted to go do a little sea cow tipping, or is that not an activity that takes place here?
Well, we have discussed that, and I tried to get them out there, but usually by the time they leave here, they're pretty much done.
I gotcha. If they're going in the water, it's by mistake is what you're saying.
Yeah, if they make a left instead of a right, they're in the water.
Got it. Okay. But sea cow tipping, not really as popular as cow tipping back in the, more inland areas.
Well, yeah, I guess that's big in Wisconsin.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. But it could be fun. It'd be easy. Well, have you ever been cow tipping would you want to go sea cow tipping, Kelly?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, that's what they, people do that. They go.
Cow and you sneak up on a cow and you push them over.
No.
That wouldn't be nice, would it?
No.
So you wouldn't want to do that to a sea cow either, I'm guessing.
No.
Especially one that just kissed you.
Yes. He was so nice, so I would never do that.
You would never do that to your sea cows. I gotcha. Fair enough. By the way, how would you describe petting them? Did it feel kind of rough and elephant-like or what?
Yeah, I feel like I never pet an elephant, but feel like a little rough. I see a hair. I feel a hair, but... was good. It wasn't like James, like a basketball. Yeah. Kind like that.
Well, it's like James when you're feeling his hair is like a basketball?
No.
What are you saying?
Hair. I don't know, because he told me when he pet you, feel like a basketball. And then I'm like, oh, really? So
okay, so when James said when he pets you, you feel like a basketball.
You, Greggy.
Me? No.
Whenever he was helping you with your wetsuit.
Yeah, okay, we'll just stop right there.
That.
No, you didn't. You didn't see that. He did not kiss me on the cheek.
No, on the cheek, on the lips.
Yeah, right. Okay. Thank God there's a commercial break coming up.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. great dive masters, everything you need. And the diving, oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already, what is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at ScubaRadio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at ScubaRadio.com.
You mean they were only scuba divers?
Professional sea scavengers. This phony head hid the scuba mask. The fin on the back concealed a scuba tube. The flippers on the feet actually helped them swim faster.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Manatee Mania continuing here as we broadcast from Crystal River, Florida. Special thanks to our friends from Birds Underwater. Check them out, birdsunderwater.com. They run manatee tours year-round as well as dive packages. You know, the manatee tours are mainly snorkeling, which is what we did today. And you just kind of float on the surface. Manatees swim right up to you, create the perfect photo op. Now, Barry, you were taking some underwater photos today. You think you got some good manatee shots? You had plenty of subjects to work with. So I'd imagine you got some good stuff. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, first I had the wide-angle lens on, so you can get as close as you want, you know, within 6-8 inches of it.
Yeah, and you're going to need a wide-angle lens when it comes to the Florida manatee, if you know what I'm saying. They're huge.
Yeah, they are huge, but they move so slowly and so gracefully that it's easy to, you know, just keep snapping off pictures and pictures. I went through a roll in a couple of minutes, and then I was done.
Now, we talked about this a little bit in Hour 1, but you guys live in South Florida, Fort Lauderdale area. So it was about a five-hour drive up here to Crystal River from where you're at, right?
Yeah, it was a five-hour drive. We got a hotel room, so we left yesterday, came up here, got here around 8:30 last night. And that was it. We were just tired. We crashed, woke up this morning, had a nice breakfast, and here we are. And we're going to drive back later on after this.
Yeah, now, and that's typically what you would want to do, because the best time to go out on these trips, now Birds Underwater generally runs their boats as early as 6:15 in the morning. And I know that sounds insane for a lot of people, but that is the time when you want to get out there in the spring for two reasons. One is because you beat everybody else, and the less people in the water with you and the manatees, the more chance you have to have a special encounter or a one-on-one encounter with one of the animals. And secondly is that they have a tendency to congregate in the spring in the Crystal River area there to stay warm overnight. So in the winter months especially, they congregate overnight to stay warm in the spring, and so they're just, you know, on top of each other. And so early in the morning before they head out into the other waterways and disperse, they're kind of in this one area where you can, you know, jump in the water and they're all around you. So, you know, being there early in the morning is the key, because as the sun comes out and as it warms up throughout the day, they head out into the water channel and that kind of thing. So you want to come here, do the overnight thing, and then get up early in the morning, have a little breakfast, hop on the boat, and then go do your little adventure. And they got a lot of great accommodations here. Matter of fact, Birds Underwater, I believe, has a couple houses or homes they rent for people who want to come here and do this experience for a very economical type thing right on the water as well. So just go to birdsunderwater.com. And that's kind of what you did, right, Barry?
Yeah, that's what we did. And, you know, it's something, we have manatees all throughout South Florida, and I live down in South Florida, and we have manatee zones that you have to go at idle speed during this time of year. But you may, if you're lucky, see one or two down there. Here, you are guaranteed to see manatees. So if you want to swim with them, this is the place to do it.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, here's the line in the sand, according, you know, to Florida Fish and Wildlife. I believe how it works is that, say, if you saw one on your boat down there in Fort Lauderdale, technically you're not allowed to get in the water if you see them. Now, if you're in the water snorkeling around and a manatee swims up to you, well, you've had a once-in-a-lifetime encounter, just like if a dolphin or a turtle or something else were to swim up to you, that's one thing. But if you're cruising along the waterway in South Florida or any other place in the state, and then you see a manatee and then decide, well, I'm going to jump in the water and play with them, big no-no, and it could cost you like $20,000 or $10,000 insane penalty for harassing a manatee. So you got to be real careful about you know, what you're doing in that regard. As tempting as that encounter may be, that's really, you know, kind of how it's supposed to work technically, and you could get in big trouble if you're outside of places like here in Crystal River, where they actually have this area set up. They've been doing this for years. The manatees are used to it. And, you know, and trust me, people were watching us like hawks today to make sure that nobody was harassing the manatees in this particular area as well. So they're very protected here as well, but it's very much, you know, hands off or you know, be very careful and respectful of the manatee.
Yeah, it's a controlled environment. If you notice, there was a helicopter flying overhead for a while watching, and they also had volunteers that come out there every day to make sure that everyone's following the rules. And they want people to interact with them, but they want them to be protected, too. They don't want anyone to get hurt. And this just helps educate people about manatees and the reason why you have to take it easy when you're out there on your boats.
Exactly. Now, matter of fact, the helicopters, I'm wondering if they were doing a manatee count today. Because very well, I bet you they were, because they usually pick cold days like it was today to do a manatee count, because that's when they seem to congregate into the springs and they're easier to count.
Well, it's either that or they knew Kelly was here and they thought maybe she was going to be in one of her little swimsuits.
Ah, well, very good point. You got a very good point. Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, was known to be in the area today. Paparazzi found out about it. Next thing you know, we got a whole, you know, sky issue, and it could have been. Yeah, you bring up a very good point. But, Kelly, you didn't feel violated in any sense like that. Your privacy was well in check, even though you had a little thing going on with one of the manatees, right?
Yeah, I didn't feel no violated, just by you guys on the boat.
What? What are you talking about? Scott, was that you?
No, it wasn't me. Was it you?
No, Jimmy the helper boy was getting a little too helpful, wasn't he?
I don't know. I need to talk to your wife later.
Who, Jimmy's wife?
Yours.
No, you don't, Kelly. What's the matter with you?
I think the water was too cold for anyone to violate anyone today.
Yeah,
okay. Yes. That's a very that's a very good possibility there, Barry. Now, yeah, but it is a cool thing. And Kelly, what do you think? Are you going to bring some friends over and do this on your own now that you've done it and you see what's here? Wouldn't this be cool to bring your sister or friends, family, that kind of thing?
This is why I want to mention that my sister want to come, and she want to come a couple times and to know about, and she's all excited, and she want to bring a couple friends and come here to do that. And I think everybody should come at least one day, because it's a great, great experience.
It is. You didn't know this was right here in your backyard, I bet, did you?
No, I never imagined.
It was all because of me, right?
The best diver master in the world.
Thank you very much. Yes, I knew I had to get that out of her at least once today. And it took almost 2 hours, but I finally yanked it right out of her. It's good stuff indeed. All right, hey, more Managing Mania coming up from Crystal River. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Ah, it feels good, doesn't it?
Here on the island. Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn
to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Well, Joe, he's all smiles and fun till we get out on the sea. About the time the waves start rocking is the time his face turns green. Even when the weather's nice, no matter how smooth the ride, you'll always find my buddy Joe hanging off the side. So I said, Joe, while you're busy getting sick and heaving on the crew, I wanted you to know that I appreciate you too. I know that you get seasick, but I'm sure glad you come. You're not just my buddy, you're my chum.
Not today, I'm not.
That's right.
I'm not.
You're not just my buddy, you're my chum.
I didn't have to worry about it today. I really didn't, because flat calm seas.
Somebody's got to feed the little fishes.
It just won't be me today here at Crystal River, because, you know, out on the bird droppings boat from Birds Underwater, yeah, their pontoon boats are in protected waterways, flat calm seas, so you don't have to worry about getting seasick or anything like that. Added value here, as far as I'm concerned, to when, you know, for you, if you want to come out here and do this manatee encounter. Once again, just go to birdsunderwater.com, and you can set this adventure up for yourself. Now, Single Scott from singlescott.com, we're planning our next adventure. We announced it last week, February 28th. We're heading out with our friends from Explore Ventures once again, the official live aboard company of Scuba Radio. And this time, we're flying into St. Martin and cruising through the islands of Saba, Statia, St. Kitts, and of course St. Martin. Will be cruising off of there as well and picking up. We might have to do a little rum run there before we board our little live aboard. St. Martin, good place to start, don't you think there, Scott?
Absolutely. There's quite a few places to have adult beverages in St. Martin.
Yes. Now, we don't mix the two when we're diving, but when we're done, we may have a beverage or two, whether it's at the top of the mountain there in Saba, or, you know, kicking off the, you know, party in St. Martin as we board the boat, or maybe at the after cruise party in St. Kitts. We got a lot of options, a lot of opportunities to celebrate accordingly on this adventure. Now, this itinerary we're doing with Explore Ventures, by the way, this will be your, what, 30th time on this boat?
I believe it's my 29th or 30th time on that boat.
For that itinerary?
Yes.
If that's not a testimonial in itself, I don't know what is. Kelly, you want to go dive with the goats, right?
I don't know about the goats.
Yeah, there's goats. I'm telling you. You just did manatees. Time to move on to goats. Well, hey, you know what? We'll tell everybody about that next week on the big show. But trust me, if you want to join us for a trip of a lifetime, call Explore Adventures February 28th and join the Scuba Radio crew. Trust me, you won't be sorry. Till then, remember, it's always better down where it's weather. And Kelly?
Greg is the best diving master in the world.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard,
blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.